evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's End. Yes, Davin's End, the show that is better than beer that tastes like old lion piss.
Ew.
Well, we're better than that.
I hope so.
Well, so I'm standing by that. Anyway, number to call in, should you choose tonight, and you are listening live, is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I'm just trying to multitask here, and it's not working well. Anyway, you could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com, clicking chat, and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, you simply open up a new page in your browser, go to davincomedy.com, go to the bottom, go to the Davin's End page on the bottom, click on that, then click chat, and go. I'm your host, Davin Rose. I'm not trying to multitask and trying to figure out why something is not working properly.
You know what? You have to say your name a little clearer. You just said, I'm Davin Rosenblatt.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
I'm Davin Rosenblatt.
There you go.
Let it roll off your tongue.
Come on. Be loud and proud. You're the host.
I am the host. That's the co-host, Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip. How are you?
I am pissed off.
Well, we'll get there.
I know.
You're pissed, Helix.
Yeah, tonight I am.
We'll get there. Joe is not here tonight. Joe will call in later on. He's in the shop getting some work done.
Yeah, and somebody's spraying his undercoat.
I just wrote, I'm trying to get to Joey at Hawk, and I wrote, can't get on your hair. No, that won't do.
He's like, oh, is that mousse I've ordered? No.
I know it's not on our end. Everything's working fine. On our end, it's on there. So hopefully Hawk Radio will join us in a wee bit. Sorry I'm discombobulated, but as longtime listeners of the show know, that's just the way we roll.
It's not a show without a tech issue.
I kind of had like a sneaking suspicion because whenever one of us is out, meaning you or Joe.
That means the tech goes all to hell.
Yeah.
It's like we have gremlins. Actually, whoever's not in sends the gremlins to the other two.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I'm not going to call him. There's nothing I can do. I messaged him. It is what it is. Anyway. All right. So I guess I'll do a little show news, catch everybody up.
Yeah.
I've been alluding to things. I've been posting. I should tell people what we're going to do tonight before I get to that. Stupid.
What, you want to tell them what they're going to listen to before they're going to hear what they might listen to?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is their opportunity to leave or to call their friends.
You know, that's true. I hope it's the latter.
This is their opportunity. Yeah. So Joe Paterno, former Penn State football coach.
Yeah.
His defensive coordinator, Jerry Sandusky, kid toucher. A lot of it happening under Joe Pa's watch and Joe Pa's showers at Penn State.
Yeah.
So Joe Paterno was disgraced, but fortunately, posthumously. That's the word. He died.
Yes.
That usually works. And
that's how it's mostly done.
Yes. Well, yes. By the followers. Anyway.
of the posthumous rules.
Exactly. So now there's a beer company that's making him an iconic beer can, and people are buying it, and we'll talk about that.
Yes.
Because I guess that's a big deal.
We'll talk about that beer.
And, of course, Ann Jackson. We're going to do Ann Jackson tonight.
We're doing Ann Jackson?
I'd like to do her. I've never had an Asian woman. This would be the one I'd like to do, because I feel like if I'm doing her, I'm doing a village. There's so many personalities in there.
There are so many.
Yes. No, Ann Jackson. We haven't gotten to Ann Jackson in the past week, so tonight, it's a priority. We will get to Ann Jackson and her conversations with her multiple scammers that she thinks are real mafias that are corrupt and are idiots and all that good stuff.
Effing mafias,
as the case will be. Yeah, it's been a while since we've gotten to her, so we should do that. But anyway,
we'll do her.
I'm sure we'll do other. I'm sure we have other things to talk about too. Apparently, Pip is upset about something. We'll get to that. We'll get there. We'll get off to pissed Helix. Anyway, so a couple weeks ago, I went into New York. A car picked me up. It was very nice.
I know. Treating I was excited
like the,
about that.
Treating me like the star I am.
Yeah.
So I shot an episode of the Security Brief with Paul Violas, and it's a new talk show on Reels. You can check your local cable provider. It's most cable companies carry it. It's 177 here at Cablevision, where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And the episode I shot dealing with romance scammers, where yours truly was an expert. Somebody who commands respect and gravitas.
What is that? This word you're using.
It's what people who aren't you and Joe treat me with.
Yeah, I must learn about this
or,
thing.
Or the family. What everybody who doesn't know me treats me with. It's that.
Until they get to know you and then that's out the window?
No. I'm done letting people get to know me. That's just...
I think put up that wall.
Huge wall. Fort Knox of walls surrounded. Barbed wire like in the Davin logo. Because when you know me, you don't respect me. And I can't have that. It's like when I give up the good stuff too soon and you just walk out of my life. It's that feeling of disdain.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we've known each other for a really long time,
sure,
though.
I never gave up my cookies to you, yet you still don't respect me.
No. Mm. There are other reasons.
Multiple, I'm sure.
And it is mutual, I'm sure.
Clearly. You, on your behalf, it's probably because you helped me clean out my apartment when I was moving. You saw, wow, I'm a hoarder, but this is a crap hole. This is ridiculous. He didn't even have pets and he has fur balls. I don't understand.
No. Please. Please, you know, you're amateur with your dust balls. That's nothing.
All right, well, good to know. So anyway, yeah, so they treat me with respect. I was an expert, which I've done before. It always feels like I'm playing a character, which is absurd. But I don't look at myself that way, even though others kind of look at me that in that light, I guess, because of some of the stuff we've done in the past several years. I still look at myself as a comic telling jokes in a bar, but whatever.
But you know what? The thing is that people who are intelligent and they know a lot about something, they are intelligent enough to know that there's so much more to know, so they don't feel like they're an expert in something, but you know a lot more than other people do. So
I do. Yeah. Thank God you're all morons. You make me look better. That's the message. As long as you people continue to suck and be stupid, I will elevate above the masses. Thank you, Pip Helix. Good night.
I think that's so much better than Wrecking Ball Radio.
Yes.
I know so much more than you morons.
You suck, so you should listen. That's a good motto. No, I don't think that would work.
No, it's not.
No, so we won't go with that motto.
Oh, all right.
That's the working motto inside these hallowed grounds.
Yeah, hallowed grounds.
Hallowed ground. And by that, I mean a couple feet from where the cat takes a shit by the litter box. Yes.
Really?
Broadcast worldwide, a couple of feet away from the litter box.
I think that is the best euphemism.
Sure. Maui goes there. But, so that's going to air on Thursday, August 6th at noon Eastern on Reels TV. Very excited about that.
Wait a minute. What day was that?
It's Thursday, August 6th.
Thursday?
I'll announce it again next week, shall I remember?
Awesome.
On Reels TV. So set your DVRs or your VCRs if you're so inclined.
Yeah, nice.
See you, pal. I was only on for a few minutes, but I was the expert. I hope I did a good job. I'm sure
the chat will let us know.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
And Facebook will let you know.
Well, the thing, you know, a lot of the people on Facebook are very nice to me. You know.
I've seen I've seen people treat you just the way Joe and I do.
Yeah, his name is Trucker Tom.
Well, see, now he and Lisa spread over the chat and the Facebook world.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, I let
and it's real life.
You know what? My Facebook page, I consider it the VIP lounge. I let only certain people go in. I got a whole bunch of people that a Facebook friend requested me waiting to be friends. No, you're not worthy. Trucker Tom, Lisa, other fans, they're worthy.
Yeah, our fans, absolutely. If I can tell that somebody is trying to friend me because they're a fan of the show, I definitely let them go on Facebook.
Sure.
But there's some weirdos every once in a while, like they're like, can I be your friend? And I take a look at their profile and I'm like, no, absolutely not.
You know what's weird is I can pick out a scammer right away. My friends are still accepting them and whatnot. And mm-hmm. There was a time when I would accept them too for fun.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, I don't feel like it.
Well, also, you've had that one guy, Kevin. Was it Kevin or Keith? Creep on your page and talk about stuff about your kids' pictures and
stuff.
Oh,
the scammer?
Yeah. And it's like, ooh, that's not so good.
Yeah, but we knew what each other was. There was no shenanigans. He knew I was a radio host. I know he was a scammer.
Yeah.
That might be a good one. Thinking. Anyway.
Oh, yes, right.
What am I talking about? Well, I guess I'll share with everybody now.
You might as well.
That's
as good a segue as any.
Well, better than I'll come up with, so yeah, that works. All right, Joey. Well, you know what? I'm not calling you now.
Yeah, Joey from Hawk, not available right now.
No, I mean, normally if Joe was here, I would get
Joe up. And I would talk about lawnmowers and stuff while you took take care of.
Should I call Joey on the air? You know what? Maybe I'll call Joey. You know what? I'll call
sure,
Joey.
Why not?
Joey on the air.
He's experienced on the air. It wouldn't be that scary for
no,
him.
No, Joey's very good on the air. Very good rock DJ. We love the Joey of Hawk.
I know.
But it helps if you rate Joey instead of Hoey. Stupid fat fingers.
I know.
All right, so we're calling.
Let's Lisa see. Says she likes the we like the shenanigans. They okay. They in the chat enjoys our tech shenanigans because it brings us much more.
Of course not. Do I have
did
it someplace else?
Did you get
none
in service?
I did.
Oh, boy.
Nobody wants to talk to stupid.
No, well, has Joey gotten underground again?
Yeah, Joey. Joey's an elusive hawk.
He is an elusive hawk.
You know, there's some people on that you're friends with on Facebook, and you learn a lot about them.
Yeah.
Maybe this number will work. Let's try this one.
I think that my friends on Facebook learn that
they know that you're friends with me, and I'm a jerk.
Well, you know, only because when I post something, and even if it veers towards sad, you always bring the huddle, and they're like, "Who is this jerk?" And I'm like,
do they really respond to you that way?
Every once in a while, somebody's like, "Who is that?" You know, and I'm like, "No,
we'll get
him. No, it's okay. It's okay." But I have to tell you something funny.
Oh, okay. Now?
Yeah.
All right.
One of my good friends that I gave our best of CD to.
Yes.
I knew she wouldn't like it.
Why would you tell me this? I'm trying to do a show. Listen, I know people are not fond of what you've been working so hard on. No. Let me tell you and the thousands of people that are listening to this right now and potentially new people that, you know what? If you don't like it, you're not alone.
No, my neighbor loved it.
Wait, is this but you're talking about your friend, your close friend.
But my close friend... We got together recently with a little group of us, and she takes me aside.
You know.
And And I know her, so I know she meant this in the best possible way.
And it's not going to be good.
But it's hilarious, because she said, you know, this really isn't our cup of tea.
Who's our?
But her and her girlfriend. And so she goes, you know, this really isn't our cup of tea, but maybe you can use this to give out to somebody else who would like it better. And I know that she was thinking, I'm being practical and thoughtful. You know, you spend money to duplicate
I can't even
these
use
things.
This as a coaster. Out of my house! Out!
That's it! I go.
This is the devil CD! Jesus Christ is weeping as I put this on our coffee table! Jesus Christ drove another nail through his hand! What have you brought into our house, Pippi? Like, out! Out! Evil spawn of comedy!
Out! Evil stench from my home!
What is this? Scammers and pornography and gas at the Chinese restaurant? What is this? And your butt? Enough with your butt, Pip Hillich.
We know all about your butt, and we don't want any of that either.
We get it. He has a couple of impressions, but to capture it on CD, why?
Why?
And you call me a friend. This is how you treat. Why not just spit in my face instead of luring me in with this semi-attractive bright orange CD? I glad. Badly put it into my car. My car immediately stalled like I had bad gas.
I heard clicking. I jumped out of the car. It exploded. It killed itself.
And you
fire.
Know what you do must do, Pip Helix, because this was so bad. You must go on the air one final time and let all of your listeners know that what they are listening to is crap. Repent, you peasants, you plebeians, you heathens. You are listening to shite. How could you? You should know. And then, Pip Helix, after you do that, tip over the mic and say good day.
Good day, sir.
And then you can join our prim and proper group of bitches. So go on with your story.
What was I saying?
Ruin my show, will you?
After I left, I go to one of Mr. Helix's gigs, and they have a break, and I go, this is hilarious. You know, my friend so-and-so, this is what she said to me. And he just looked at me with big eyes like, what?
Why wouldn't she lie like the rest of us?
He and his brother just started cracking up like, and this is one of your friends?
your friends, some of your friends suck.
You know what?
I've met other ones of your friends, lovely people.
Yes. It's not that she sucks.
No. Sucks? I'm going on record. Sucks.
I understand that.
She could not suck anymore if she was an Alabama math crack whore prostitute sucking for $4 a trick to get another hit of that sweet, sweet burnt meth. She could not suck more. But go on. Stick up for your friends.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I don't have to stick up with her for too much because I know she's not listening because she doesn't
exactly.
like it.
But I will tell it to her face.
I know you
And I'm not fond. You, my dear, look at you. You have fat ankles. How dare you wear a dress that reveals those cankles? Hillary Clinton is laughing at you. Your ankles are so fat. Yuck, woman. Yuck. People don't like our show, huh? My name's on this shit.
But my neighbor thought it was awesome.
Your neighbor's very wise. Always been a fan of the neighbor.
Charlie's the coolest guy.
Clearly.
Yes.
Love Charlie.
He was just like, oh, this is great. He listened to it on his way to work.
Good luck, Chuck.
And he listened to the rest on the way back.
Sure, it's a short trip.
And I knew he did because he pointed out particular things that he thought were funny.
Good.
I know.
He's right. Your other friends? A moron. No. You can tell
him. I have to wonder if she even really listened to it and liked any of it. Because it was
I don't think she did.
But I thought...
I don't think she liked any of it.
No, it's... You know what? We're such close friends. The fact...
Are you?
We are.
You should be friends with a better caliber of person. Your friend sucks. Because it's you! It's you on there! If she doesn't think that's funny...
Yeah.
Then she doesn't know you. Because that's twisted. And I know you. That's you.
Yeah.
I've been with you when you're happy, and I've been with you when you're at your lowest weeping.
Yes.
That is you. So if she doesn't like that, she doesn't like you.
Well, that's what, you know what? I was really surprised because maybe some of the subject matter she didn't particularly care for.
Who doesn't
like
farts and Chinese food?
Come on. That's,
who doesn't like undulating Jews?
Undulating
Jews.
Well,
I mean, the Middle East. But besides that.
Undulating Jews still makes me laugh. Every once in a while, I pop that in and I listen.
Do you?
Yes. Because that. It's some funny shit. That and the fart in the Chinese buffet. Oh my God, so good, genius.
I pass gas to entertain.
I don't understand why that's not funny. I mean,
twisted.
Yeah, I guess more.
But honestly, like if she doesn't like any of that, then she doesn't get you.
I was really kind of surprised. I mean that. The fact that here's the CD, something that I'm proud of. It's got
but
a
that
little,
reveals a lot about you.
It's
now,
got
doesn't
our
it?
Little faces on it.
It does.
Ours
which you don't get the Pip Helix face every place.
No,
the only things
you
that
have to work for the Pip Helix.
You have
face.
To work for the Pip Helix face. Only things that she's proud of.
Yeah, and it's even in her favorite color, orange. And she gave it
maybe
back
that
to
maybe
me.
She doesn't like what we've done to her color. How dare you?
How dare you? You have absconded with my favorite.
Your
face.
CD is banned. Banned from my disc player. Banned from the 5-disc changer. Banned!
And I just thought, not even like a critique, just here, take this filth out of my home and give it to someone else.
What'd you say to her?
I just went, okay.
Are you still friends with her?
Yeah.
Eh. She's got to go.
No.
No, I mean, it's one thing, you know what, it's not my cup of tea, I guess. It's just, but... But the thing is, that CD, so much of it is the essence of what you are.
It's the essence of what we do here.
The only difference, and I said this to you before the show, the only difference between that CD and who you are is you're much nicer on the air. Only difference.
You know what, fond listeners? That is exactly what he said to me before we went on the air.
That's the truth. Like when on the air, I am probably the nastiest and biggest jerk out of the three of us.
No. We take turns.
No, but usually, consistently. I mean, I'll slam the listeners. You slam the sponsors. I'm not a big fan of that.
Slam them. I just got a giggle fit.
You did. Whatever. Anyway. We'll slam each other. I say terrible things. Consistently, I am the most loathsome human being on this show.
Denpen? Nothing to say about that?
I think they agree. They've all been, unfortunately, at the end of my rant.
They're
and
all
rave.
Silently nodding right now. No typing, they're nodding.
But off the air, and Trucker Tom has met me off the air.
Yes.
Off the air. He's met Joe, has not met you. Off the air, by far, I'm the nicest of the three human beings here. By far. I'm the quietest, I'm the most humble, I'm the most sincere, and the most empathetic. Off the air. On the air. Complete douchebag.
Yep. Yes. Okay. Lisa says, you're not that bad. I'm not sure who you're talking to. but I think that Oh, wait. Lisa says, yes, Devin, you are, but we like you that way.
Okay, we'll see. I do it all for you.
Yeah, see, yeah. You know what? And you are the biggest ass on the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Lisa says, and I've been on the receiving end, and that's okay.
Everybody's been on the receiving. I've even been on the receiving end of my hate.
Yes, you're like, oh, I hate myself. Oh, I suck.
Yeah, because nobody knows how much I suck more than me.
That's true.
I'm with me all the time. I know my level of suctitude.
Yeah, even the level that you're trying to cover up from us, you know it.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm fine with it. I'm comfortable. But, I mean, I don't... you know, listen, everybody, you know, it's fine. It's not for everybody. But no. I know that it's not for everybody.
I know that, too. And I had a suspicion because I would talk about the show and I would, you know, one of my good friends that's in that same circle.
But she listens at work, you said.
She listens at work.
We like her.
We do. And we were actually celebrating her birthday.
You know what? I almost feel like your circle should shrink by one.
No, I think it was sort of. Intimated that it should shrink by two.
What do you mean?
It was not our cup of tea.
Yeah, so, but yeah. But you know what? She might be the type that thinks other people think like her.
You know,
like the person at the comedy club who complains for everybody.
Oh, true. Oh, true.
So, you know, she strikes me as that type of bitch.
She's terrible.
If she was, she would not have been on Schindler's List. Schindler would have gone, you know what? This one can be fried.
Oh, no.
It's clear. It's clear to me. It's clear. Is she Jewish?
No.
Well, see, my people don't do these horrible things.
Yes, they do.
Your people, a pagan Christian, not even a good Christian. She's the type of person that complains that people are doing well because she's not. She's a terrible human being.
Now, that none of that is true.
It clearly is true.
No, she doesn't complain that people are doing well.
Well, you're doing well, and she just complained.
She didn't complain about the fact that I'm doing well. She did not enjoy
She doesn't understand
RCD.
You. Here's what you need to understand about the Pip Helix. Sick Twisted.
Thank you.
Loves her husband.
Thank you.
Loves her cats.
Yes.
Loves her horde.
Yes.
Loves her Wynwood.
Yes.
Sick Twisted.
Yes.
Those six things. I said.
Wait a minute. What? Yeah. Yeah.
Those six. If you understand.
I love my friends, too.
Well, some of them. If you understand. Not so fond of her job. But that's not really who she is. That's just a circumstance.
Yeah.
But if you understand those six things about Pip Helix and accept those six things about Pip Helix, you get Pip Helix. You are.
I noticed Twisted came twice.
You are. I mean,
I know.
I've known you for 15, 17.
At least.
So I've known you a long time.
Yeah.
And we were both Sick and Twisted.
Yes.
That's why we became instant friends.
I know.
And we both knew this comedy class we were in was a bunch of crap.
Yes.
But yeah, so, like, if she can't accept that side of your humor.
Right.
Because that is your humor.
Yeah.
On there, it's not like I'm writing this stuff and going, say this, stupid.
I know.
This is your humor. It's all of our humor. The show is the three of us getting together and creating whatever this is.
Right.
So if she doesn't get that about you, which is such a big part of who you are. It's how you release, how you deal with anger and stress.
And embarrassment. And anything.
Anything that causes you anything but happiness in your life. Anything that is not good in your life.
This is how I react to anything.
What?
This is how I react to anything.
But this is what a lot of people do.
Yeah.
This is what I do.
Yeah.
You know, from pain, you create comedy or something reasonably close like this.
Right.
So for her not to get that about you. It's like she only gets superficial you.
No, see, now this is a girl that I have made laugh really, really hard in private. I mean, when we all get together.
Well, off the air, you're much funnier. I'll give her that.
What is it? Take this mic away.
Gladly. Joe, get here.
Yeah. Joe, we don't care what you're doing. Get here. The thing is that. Now Lisa is backing me up. This is very nice. Thank you. She goes, it's like pate. Not for everyone, but once you've had it once, it's palatable. And she goes,
I don't know if that's really a thank you. I don't think maybe palatable.
It's like, yeah, once you've tasted it once, I could eat that.
So you can almost tolerate us?
No. She says to me, you rail against the overlords and dare to say what we're all thinking. So
you're a hero.
No, overused word. But the thing is that it's kind of surprising because. On the show, I am who I am in private, pretty much, you know?
You're all the things you can't be on Facebook and at work.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty much that on Facebook, but under an assumed name. But the thing, I just can't be that at work. I can't let the evil overlords know.
Sure, we understand.
Yeah, but the thing is that I that's why it was kind of surprising. And I've always been surprised, like, how, like, if I bring up the show, they just look at me with blank eyes. And I'm like, what is it about the show that they don't like? This is me. You like me.
Maybe
she doesn't.
Maybe they don't like me and Joe. But then why not say it? Then why not say, I think you're very good.
How about your part was good, but we don't like them. Okay, I'll take the criticism. Not at all of us are there. I'm sure there are people who think you and Joe are hilarious, and they're like, oh,
I'd like to find them.
Stupid laughing tit. If we can only shut her up.
Listen, people, we've talked about this. People like certain elements of the show, certain characters on the show. Everybody has their fans. It's my job to make powers that be, which we'll get to shortly, understand why it all works when it's all together. That's my job.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird that she wouldn't at least say, well, you know, I enjoyed your story about your butt.
that thing was funny. No critique at all. Just, here, take this filth out of my home.
You know, that it hurts when it comes from a friend. It hurts when it's somebody, because theoretically it's somebody whose opinion you valued.
Yes, yes.
It hurts.
But
now we know what a skank she is, so it doesn't matter.
Meth
crack
whore.
Well,
I noticed when, like, my other friend who listens is very enthusiastic about the show.
Love that friend.
And, yeah, and then my other friend who doesn't have the time to really listen, but she has been enthusiastic about everything that we've achieved.
Love the ghost hunter friend.
The ghost hunter friend is awesome.
Most of your friends awesome. Mr. Helix awesome. Yep. There's just one problem in your circle. One meme-creating little dumb problem in your circle.
No, not even on Facebook.
What? She's not on Facebook?
No.
You know, you know what? Why doesn't she go read her book in her corner and not get laid and leave the rest of us alone? We got lives to lead. Okay? I can't. I can't be bothered with her dry, shriveled private parts and her bitter outlook on life. I can't.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's true. And you could tell her I said so.
And you would
but
know that
I
how?
Mean it in the best way.
Oh, of course you do.
And I would take her dry, shriveled way. Private parts and I would hand them to her and I'd go, take these. Give them to somebody who would appreciate them. I do not. That's what I would do, because I'm a gentleman.
And that's totally equivalent to what handing the CD back is.
Yes, well, the CD provides enjoyment, whereas that does not.
And he was indicating her shriveled private
parts. Her shriveled, yes. Like they'd be in my hand cupped like an injured bird. That's how I would handle them.
Oh, my God.
A little wee sparrow is what I'm comparing to injured shriveled private parts. But the bird, I want to flourish and fly again. The shriveled private part should be buried at sea.
Well, at least then they'd be...
With other fish?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Mm. I meant wet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
better.
Yeah. Mm.
So, yeah, I have no use for this person anymore.
Okay. Well, you know what? She is gone from your life.
You
are from hers.
I almost have to insist that she's removed from your life. I almost feel like you could do better.
No. Not removing her from my life.
Does she like garage sales?
No.
See, she's nothing like you. You love other people's crap.
But you know what? I don't think that all my friends have to be exactly like me.
No,
to be my
but
friends.
They have to have some things in common with you. They have to be a little bit. They have to appreciate who you are.
Yeah, you know what?
Well, we don't have everything in common. Like you're obsessed with Wynwood. I'm like, eh.
I know.
But it's fine.
And I loathe you for that.
As well you should. If that's what you're focusing your loathing on, I'm doing okay.
Yeah, your hair bands.
Delightful.
Your hair bands are delightful?
Absolutely.
Or my hissing at your hair bands?
A little offensive. A little insulting.
I knew that's why you send me out on the porch to be with the bee nest.
Yes. So, yeah, I'm glad we could bring up how much somebody hates the show on the air.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good planning, Pip Helix.
I know. You know what? I'm always thinking.
Yeah, you're amazing.
It's just the one. I have other people who say, oh, that story was great.
Because it was.
I know.
Everything on here, gold.
Our CD is good.
It actually is
good. It really is good.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah, and it's like...
Excuse me while I break my own patting myself on the back.
I know, but I think it's really funny.
It is funny, but you know what? Your friend sucks.
Yeah, okay.
Your friend sucks.
There you go.
I don't want her in the den pen.
Well, she's not in the pen.
I don't want her anywhere near... I don't even want her on my internet.
Her... the people that appreciate us are in the pen.
Well, there's other people besides them.
Well, we've got Lisa. We've got Joe's girl. Tom's in the pen.
Well, I love the three of them, and I'm sure there's other people listening.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The three people in the whole world that dig this. What is wrong with you?
No.
I am working on big things, which I'm about to talk about, and you say the most terrible things for that.
No, you're insinuating I just said that there are only three people that like us. No, not everybody likes to be social while they listen.
That's true.
You know, not everybody
likes to
chat.
I wish they would.
I wish more would come to the chat.
I wish more would call in at 845-986-8804. Always happy to talk to our fans, but I understand that most radio listeners are passive. That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, they're doing other things.
That's
they like to listen while they do.
That's
like
fine.
My friend who works. She doesn't call in or anything, but I know she listens. Because she tells me what we said.
I would do anything for that friend.
Yes.
Anything. She's a wonderful
person. And she deserves it.
She most certainly does.
Yes.
Whatever she needs, I'm there.
All
and
right,
if I can't be there, I'll make Joe do it.
You know what? All right, good.
So, I'm on record.
Joe's like, what?
Doesn't matter. He's not here. It's fine.
Joe's girl, write that down.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm sure she's got a list of things that Joe has to do, too. It's fine.
She's got a list of things that she has to talk to Joe about. I'm actually really thrilled that I didn't get in trouble with Joe's girl for saying that he was hotter than Vin Diesel.
What?
She took that in the best possible way.
Like I said, nobody gets upset if you think the significant other of somebody is attractive and you're not trying to get with them.
Well, that's the thing. But some people are crazy jealous. And if you say anything like, oh, you have nice eyebrows, they're like, get that skank away from my man!
Yeah, but what you did is much better. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe you let it touch you.
What do you mean?
Like if you were to like refer to Joe as an it and like, ugh, he's filthy.
Oh, right.
What, you were complimenting him.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
Not on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, only insult the whole show on the air. That's something you would
do. If I didn't think of you both as my brothers, I'd do you.
Thank you?
Sort of.
Okay, Mr. Helix is like, what?
What?
out! Away from the cat litter!
Take these CDs away!
Out from the temptation that is Rosenblatt! Out! Your friend was right! They've corrupted your mind!
You're like, thanks?
I don't, because, you know, I love Mr. Helix. I don't want to get in between anything.
And you're not. I'm just saying that, you know.
Thank you.
You're both handsome men.
Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, Pip Helix does not have the best eyesight. I'm just saying.
These Coke bottles are really putting
just
some
saying.
Weight on my nose.
Just saying.
Yep.
So, if you think we're heinous, you're right, too.
Joe's girl goes, uh-oh, now I have to worry. Oh, there I go, put my foot in my mouth again.
No, that's
not right. Your foot in my mouth.
We've seen, no,
big
you've
difference.
Put, you've had Joe's foot in your mouth.
Oh my God,
love
actually, I did.
Love that video. Funny video.
That you have to go back and watch that Joe's Girl. It's not
go
like
to the
sounds.
Davin Comedy Davin one Davin Comedy YouTube channel. Go on YouTube. Go pipe in channel Davin Comedy. It's there. A bunch of our other stuff from Joe's Fat Horse Challenge. But yeah, Pip Helix chowing down on Joe's Tootsies. Good stuff.
I can't believe that I suggested that challenge, but I really thought I was going to win. I really did.
I really didn't care.
I know. You won either way.
I always win my show.
I know. When I suggested it, you're like, hey, win-win for me.
Who am I to discourage creativity? A good leader appreciates the skill set of his troops.
I think what really won you over was the big toe lick. Because I had to finish.
I was won over by the whole thing. I think it was genius. Big fan.
Big fan.
Anyway. So, yes. So, this terrible show.
Yes.
If you're still there. If you haven't, shut it off. Thrown your computer out the door.
Handed us the CD back.
Rolled over the telephone. However you listen to us. This is potentially going to be a lot more accessible to other people.
Yes.
In a lot of different places. I mean, it's very accessible now.
Right.
But we've been talking to syndicators. What is a syndicator? Syndicator means they will put this show, or a version of this show, on terrestrial radio. What is terrestrial radio? That is the radio that you turn on in your car, which, though this is obviously, love doing the internet radio, love our affiliates, love the freedom it is, it's a little bit more difficult and to access and much more challenging to find. So, we have a few offers, talking to some more. So right now, there's a couple things under consideration. The one-hour cyber show, which would be focused on education, of course.
Right.
Still do scammers, still hosted by us. That would be, we would give that to syndicates and they would air it on weekends on terrestrial radio. That would be completely clean, you bunch of degenerates. And what we would do with that is we would record that during this live show on the second segment. So we would still do this.
Right.
I would still finish out the Belinda stuff, which is drawing to a near. Still finish out the Ann Jackson stuff if possible. But the third segment would look different. We'd not always do that stuff. Mm-hmm. That might be where we put the games. But the second segment, there'd be more breaks.
Yep.
Because when you're doing terrestrial radio, there's a lot more commercials than what we do. It would be clean. You would hear a different. You would hear it like in the second segment. You would hear an intro, like it was just welcoming people to the show. But it wouldn't be committal as to what day it is because I don't know when they're going to listen.
Right.
And you'd hear an outro at the end of that hour or a little bit less probably because I won't take the full breaks. So I might just play a tune, play some stuff. So that's why. And that show would be called Davin Cyberden.
Yeah, the middle bit.
Yeah, and that's what would be on terrestrial. And that's why we didn't have Jim Mulahy on, who is the ethical hacker, who I promised you guys last week. He's going to do next week, because next week in that second segment is when we're going to break it up, like we're doing terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
Going to be clean, and we're going to see that show might air. We're also probably going to play old scammer clips, because the Belinda stuff and the Flory stuff was just gold and everything. And why start new stuff?
When we had those golden girls to go back to.
Now, I got other stuff for you guys on the internet. And
yeah.
I got other stuff that I'm going to get to. But so that's one possibility. Davin's Cyber Den. That's one possibility. Another possibility is we do an hour, and it's not just computer related. But I don't think we do that because on the weekends, if they're going to promote it as a weekend show, it's very much niche-oriented. That's where you have your automotive shows, your gardening shows. This would be a cybersecurity show. Of course, still humor. You know, still hosted by a bunch of degenerates. Don't get me wrong. Still the, you know, still the same awful characters that you've grown to love and tolerate.
And tolerate.
Sure. But, you know, education stuff. Very educational stuff.
Yep.
So that's one possibility.
Yeah.
One possibility. Another possibility. One of the places that's interested in the weekend show, which would put us in a bunch of places, we had discussed what are my goals. And my goal for this from the very beginning has been to be a drive time, multi-hour, every day, Monday through Thursday, Monday through Friday, talk show.
Right.
That is what this show has always been molded after. It's never been, it's called a podcast, even though we're doing it live on internet radio.
Mm-hmm.
I've never molded the show as a podcast. My goal has always been radio. That's how I treat it. That's why I like doing it live. That's why I love the chat room when the folks participate. I love the phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love the tech issues, but but that's live.
Yeah.
That's what I've always wanted to do. So he's like, well, do you still want to do that? I'm like, yeah, that's my goal. He's like, well, you know, there's nothing like it on the air. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, the cyber stuff. He's like, radio hasn't really done anything with this yet, and I think that's the future. And I said, well, you know, don't forget, you know, we also entertain. I go, that's what we are. I never thought I'd be doing this other stuff when I was telling jokes in a bar. I just kind of fell into it and everything.
Yeah.
But that's the charm of this show, hopefully, is that we can educate you, but you'll laugh and have a good time while it's happening. It's not dry. It makes you want to roll your eyes into the back of the head.
And so, like, is there going to be a quiz? Oh, my God.
So that show it would be a couple hours. Would not just be cyber stuff, although I'm sure we would do some of that every day. Sure, we would do some of that. And remember, if we're on terrestrial every day, we can get better guests. Not the guests. We get great guests.
Yeah, we do.
We get great guests. We're just going to get more great guests.
Yeah.
It's going to make it a lot easier because it expands the circle.
Of how many people we can reach out to.
Absolutely.
To be on.
Absolutely. So they're like, well, you know, here's the deal. We don't really have any openings right now, but we are developing a couple of shows.
Develop us.
So, so we would probably start you on 5 to 6 affiliates, which, listen, I don't care. Put me in Paducah, Kentucky. I don't care. I've played Paducah. Look at me bragging.
Yeah, I know, really.
So, but here's the thing. What he wants from us, and this is where I'm going to ask you folks to help, is he wants what he thinks are our best shows, a couple of our best shows. He wants them by tomorrow. Now, keep in mind, what I think are the best shows aren't necessarily what are the best shows for this. Because I love when we do outrageous stuff and just have fun and have a good time and blah, blah, blah. And that has to be part of it.
Right.
But there also has to be the educational element of it, too. And as much as everybody enjoys the Ann Jackson stuff,
mm-hmm.
it's not educational every week. It is in a lot of ways, and a lot of times we break down what's going on, but that's not a type of show where I could go, aha, listen, yeah. listen to this.
Yeah.
So we have to go through our shows by tomorrow and find educational and humorous, hopefully not too outrageous on the sexy stuff and everything. You know, me saying terrible things racially. But I explained to him, you know, that we're not FCC clean, but it's easy to do that because we started as that. So if you, our loyal listener, feels like going through all the archives and picking out your favorite shows, email me at davin@davinsden.com. Got a new email address.
Oh, nice.
davin@davinsden.com, or you can private message me on Facebook if you know me that way, and tell me what your favorite shows are, what you think I should send to him. And I'll go through it, and we'll go through there. Right now, I sent Pip and Joe one where we talked about how we ruined the Match.com case, and it was also where we linked Avalos to scammers.
Mm-hmm.
There was also other stuff on there. What was on? Do you have that other stuff?
Yeah,
on?
I'm looking for the.
It was also
the
like
email
sex toy slogans for like sex toys.
Yeah, it was like the worst possible sex toys.
I know
ever
we talked about
slogans.
How art sucks. Like how if art can suck or not suck. I recall Trucker Tom called in and told us the history of the octopus on the ice and Detroit Red Wings game. A lot of interesting things on that one.
Yeah.
So I know that one.
It looked like a really good show. I have to listen to it more.
That was April 22nd of 2014. So if you want to give it a go through the shows, send me what you think. I'll be happy to include those in my list. Got to get to. So it's pretty exciting when you think about where this show is. I mean, think about it. We're talking about syndication.
Mm-hmm.
We're not on any terrestrial radio stations.
Not yet.
I mean, that's usually when they syndicate something, when it's doing well in a local market.
Yeah.
And they go, okay, well, we think we can do more with this. I mean, I remember how hard it was for Opie and Anthony to get syndicated, and we know what a juggernaut they became.
Right.
But they used to have the whole syndication underground.
Right.
Where I guess, like, people were listening on, like, illegal streams on the internet or whatnot and everything. But it really helped them when they got syndicated. So now we're talking about being syndicated in, like, major markets.
Mm-hmm.
And minor markets. I don't care. I'll take any market.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still doing this in my basement. It's kind of it's kind of outrageous when I think about what we dealt with at TBQ.
Oh, Lord.
Where, like, they just didn't get it.
No.
They just want to add people to the show, expand hours, shrink hours. You know, I got a talking to after our 9/11 show, the 10th anniversary, that I should just stick to the comedy, and people don't want to hear that, this, that, the other thing. Here's the interesting thing. I don't have training in this. I think you all can tell.
Yeah. Surprise!
I have no training. You, Pip, have more training than any of us
right.
on the show. Joe and I are not formally trained. I mean, I've just... This started for me. I mean, I always did comedy. I always did radio as a comic promoting stuff, but it's different. You know, when I went down in a lark on the way to a gig to go on the biggest drive time sports talk show in the New York City area, they had a competition, and I did really well against people that were preparing the whole life for it. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a finalist. There wasn't a winner, but you got to go on with Mike Francesa, so that was cool. And then when I went up to Brother Wheeze up in Rochester, and he was like, you know, I did show two shows with him. He's like, man, we're getting a lot of calls. You know, we'd like to add you, but, you know, we just don't have the money. I mean, that was the impetus. Then I started that other show I did at TBQ. TBQ is my school of broadcasting. I learned there.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's kind of like comedy. In comedy, I didn't know you could steal other people's jokes. I just kind of wrote stuff and go, I think this will be funny. I think people will like it. And I created a show, and I liked that show, but there was too much tension.
Mm-hmm.
There was too much conflict. What?
There was too much conflict.
No, but there was.
Anybody listened to our show was like saying, what?
It's a difference.
More than this?
Yeah, but when I'm staring across at my co-host and his friend who may or may not have been in radio is on the, like in his ear telling him, no, you should do this not and not do that.
Right.
No. No,
I'm teasing
you. No,
I know. You know.
So, and I did that show with two friends. I mean, I had friends. Those were my friends, and I'm still friends with those guys.
I had friends.
But I ended that show.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this show, I came up with the title. I think it was between Davin's Den and Gabbin with Davin. I think those were the two titles.
Ew.
I ran them by Ward of the Ward and Al show. All right, whatever. And I had one comic on. Joe was my second guest comic. I was just going to do with different comics every week. Didn't know what the hell I was going to do. Much like so many shows out there.
Yeah.
They all just bring different comics in. But Joe asked if he'd come back. And I was like working with Joe. I had Joe on in my other incarnation of the show. And, you know, listen, I'm not going to lie. There was a thought in the back of my head. Well, you know, he's friends with Anthony. Maybe this will lead to good things.
Yeah.
It was in the back of the head. So I took Joe on, and that was good. You know, again, still no vision, general talk show.
Yeah.
And then you filled in for Joe a couple times. And, you know, you and I hadn't spoken for years.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've never, like...
Didn't have a fight.
No. We were, yeah, there was no problem. It was just that, you know, I wasn't doing stand-up anymore. You were continuing with that, and yeah. Life got in the way.
Lives drift apart. But I just had a feeling that you'd be good for this with me. I mean, I had no experience with doing radio with you, but no. You came in. And then you start coming in when Joe was here, and Joe and I talked about, like, yeah, let's bring on Pip. And again, that was purely impulsive. And then TBQ was getting weird, and we had enough of that shenanigans.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Anthony opened up his door to us, and we, you know, we did some great stuff with Anthony. I love some of those shows with Anthony. Completely filthy a lot of times. But, I mean, just some really good shows with Anthony.
Yeah.
That was a dream come true.
It was. It was amazing.
And then
it was also hard because there was the video element of it that we were not prepared for.
No, that's true. That was
we looked like three little heads talking at a screen. It was awkward.
It was difficult.
Yeah.
But then that schedule didn't work out. You know, Anthony's life got in the way and we got busy. It was hard getting out there.
Right.
So we brought it here and everything. And, you know, then so we're rolling along. But even then at the compound, we had that scammer thing, which, you know, that was a lark. I mean,
I was
just at home, and Flory pops up, you know, with her BS, and I call Pip, and like, get a load of this. I don't know what this is, but I think this is a radio bit.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, why not? Again, this is not predetermined.
No, it was just, a lot of it is just like, do you think that's funny? Yeah, let's try it, you know?
And we did that, and it was very long formatted and everything the first time, and Anthony was trying to, you know, get laid, so he kind of bailed out on that bit.
Yeah.
And Joe was not having it at all.
Yeah.
Joe didn't see the vision at that point of it.
He just thought it was too wordy. It was a lot of exposition at first.
There was, but that's
but
what it has
to
be.
A lot of setup.
But when you start a story, that's how it takes.
Yeah.
So, and we had a knockdown, drag-out brawl. But, you know, I won. We won. And that the bit would not have continued if I did not have Pip's support. So, in a way, a lot of our niche, if you will, which we all embrace, was due to Pip. Standing by me and going through that bit with me because I had sabotage afoot as we did that show.
That was a really difficult show.
It was, and again, because I had no confidence in the bit other than, well, I think it's funny. Yeah. I mean, there was no background. There was no scammer group, anti-scam group supporting us.
No, there's nothing like going into doing a show or preparing for a speech or doing a you know, stand-up, and you have one premise, and that's the thing that you have decided to do, and somebody's shooting it down, and you're like, well, now I've got another hour to fill. What the heck
do I do? And there was a lot of reading.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, there is, like, well, I don't know how it's reading good on the radio. I mean, who the hell knows? But you stuck by me, so we went on with it. And, you know, Joe grumbled. He knew I wasn't backing down from this.
Right.
It was one of the first times me and Joe had a knockdown, drag-out fight.
Yeah, but you know what? Joe has said many times, you know what? You were right.
Because none of us knew what it was.
Nobody knew what it was going to be.
Exactly. No, there was no way of knowing where the path that it would take us, which eventually would become our calling card. It's true.
That's crazy.
But then I investigated the stuff, and we started doing the education. I found the scammer groups, and they initially embraced us until I started ruffling feathers, as I do.
No, and I've told you about that. Yeah. That's just the way the internet goes. Yeah. That people love you, and then they hate you.
So then we were rolling along, but Joe had stuff going on in his life, and he was becoming more and more disconnected. And Joe and I had the fight, which we've been over a million times. But what came out of that was, because initially I was like, well, everybody has a say, on the creation of the show.
Yeah.
And what came out of that was, no, you know what? It's my name on it. I got to take control. Joe and Pip still have input and everything, and I listen and evaluate. But at the end of the day, somebody's making the decision. It's got to be me.
Yeah.
And that was good for us.
There's got to be a chief cook.
Yeah. It didn't feel good at the time. You know, I mean, I'm not talking to one of my best friends at the time. And, you know, he really hurt me by some of the shenanigans he pulled and everything. And we did a show, and I reformatted the show to play more to your strengths.
Yes.
Because, you know, what?
Meaning me, not you guys.
Yeah. Well, no, everybody's different strengths and everything. And, you know, we there was talk of getting a third. I talked to a couple people. I reached out to Sergeant Padula, who's now very successful doing his own radio show in Tennessee.
Yeah.
I mean, I had an idea of what would work, but then, you know. Joe and I made amends, and that's good. And thank God Joe's back. And
thank God you had to drive to Virginia.
I tried to get him off that show. I really did.
I know you did.
I really did. I did not have any use for stupid at that moment.
Oh, that was a tough but useful drive.
Yeah, no, it was good. Best thing that happened.
Yep.
Well, if he hadn't been an ass, that would have been better. But but other than that, it was awesome. And it's worked out, and we've been fine since then.
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, I set the rules. I take input, and that's what it is. Doesn't mean we don't fight.
No.
There's been certainly moments.
But you know what? Joe realized I blew something good. And, you know, I've got to get...
That was a big part of it.
I've got to get things reorganized.
That was a big part of it. Joe realized that he actually enjoyed really doing the show for all the shenanigans, and he looked at what other shows were doing and everything, and he liked being part of this.
And he came back and re-upped, and it's like, you know, thank goodness.
But then we started making connections with the Pentagon, and, you know, Avalos decided to sue Match.com.
Awesome.
And we had the scoop on that. Which, again, you know...
Knew what a dirty little dog she really was.
And the press didn't want to talk to us most of it initially.
Incredible.
But now, it's changed. Now, I have a connection at the Post who, you know, I can talk to. We're building up more credits and everything. That Match.com case fell apart as we predicted it would. A lot of it based on the stuff that we had on her, and a lot of it based on them and their attorney.
Of course. but you know what?
We were the first... Yeah. We were the first thread that pulled at the string.
And that sweater started pulling apart.
Because they couldn't imagine that somebody like me was out there.
Yeah, they were like, somebody knows that and cares that we're dirty? Really?
So then, you know, again with the scammer groups, and then, you know, we have a somewhat of a relationship with the Pentagon, and then, you know, this past year the television started and everything.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, it worked out well.
You've been kicking some ass on that.
You know, so, and we've been in other newspapers and everything internationally, you know, Australia, United States, whatever. So it's kind of like all building to this, but it's still me. I'm like, well, I'm doing it right by the cat litter. It's still completely surreal, but this is what we've worked for. Four years we've been doing this.
It's crazy.
And we've had wonderful sponsors, Family Martial Arts, Goldberg's. Portobello's, Francesco's has been with us a long time. Which really helps because when we have to buy equipment and pay for things, helps.
There's no other way to do it, and thank goodness for our sponsors, and they've been so loyal, and they're great. They're actually great businesses
too.
So we don't have to go. Oh yeah, I feel like I'm selling my soul. We're selling the stuff, but it's things we believe in.
Absolutely, we've had great affiliates. The radio stations, the internet radio stations that we're on now are wonderful. And we were on other wonderful ones, too. A Clutch and Wiggle was great.
Yeah.
Loved Clutch and Wiggle.
Yeah.
Wicked was great. And, of course, all the ones that you hear us on now. So we've been lucky. Now we didn't get along with everybody. You know, some we got fired from mid-show. Some not.
That was special.
We learned something else. Don't have Joe in the chat. but now Joe knows how to run the chat. He's much nicer in the chat room.
But
it's still surreal that I'm talking to these people who are now taking my phone calls. Not everyone, but enough.
But that would be delusional.
I'm talking to bigger people in radio and television.
And in more influential
than I am
positions.
In comedy.
What? Yeah, in more influential positions.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. I mean, we had a conversation pre-show, Pip and I, and then Joe and I. It's like, well, you know, if this were to happen, we got decisions to make. Blah, 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 because this is what we've been working for. It's kind of cool to be at that place. Listen, nothing may happen.
Right.
There's a really good chance.
We spent some time before the show counting our chickens.
Yes. But there's also a very good chance that something is going to happen. Something that is going to elevate this even further. And I just look at it step by step. So it's pretty exciting.
It is.
So it's cool that we've had, you know, the fans like you guys. I mean, God, thank God you guys listen.
I know.
Because this would blow if you didn't. Now I'll say something terrible.
It would just be us sitting around talking about comedy.
Yeah. No, I would never do that show.
No, because that show is awful.
That show's been done by every other comic.
Everybody.
And that was another thing, you know. I didn't want to do that show. I love talking comedy.
I know.
With other comics and everything. But I didn't think that's going to get us where I want to go.
Look, I could do a 3-hour show about cats. No one's going to listen to me. But
your friend might. This is what I was talking about. Yeah. More like this.
She's not even into cats.
Yeah, she's.
Why do I know her?
She's she's a terrible human being.
Well, Lisa says it's nice to have options. And if these things come to fruition, we would have options. It would be great to be in the choosing position. That would be awesome.
That is what I'm. Well, here's what I'm. This is my game plan right now. Game plan is to get the radio deal again. talking to several people, got to pick the deal that works for us. There's a lot of variables that you don't need to be bothered with. Get the radio show hammered down. Double back and pitch three of the television shows I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
One of them scamming, two of them not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Pitch those. Once I get the radio show locked down, get the contract signed, know what I'm doing with that. Know if I'm still doing internet radio or not, or if I'm just doing terrestrial. Go back through the television stuff. Once I get the television on lockdown and the radio on lockdown, then I go all the way back to comedy, and I get to do that. So.
Yeah.
I mean, because I really have thrown away my comedy career. I'm funnier now than I ever was. I am more on point now than I ever was.
Which is great.
But I just don't work as much as I ever did, because instead of, you know, chasing down bookers for club weekends, I'm chasing down syndicators to make our dream come true. This is our dream.
Yeah.
This is what we all want.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't know this was my dream until 4 years ago. I didn't.
No. Well, see, sometimes things, you, like, stumble into your life path. You do.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so that's where we're at with this. So hopefully there'll be more news soon. But yeah, there is an outside chance that this internet radio show goes bye-bye. There's an outside chance that happens.
Yeah.
But it's not because, at least at this time, it's not because we're not doing something else in radio.
Right.
It's because we're doing something else that, you know, can line the pocketbooks and elevate the exposure. And it's not like, oh, you're turning your back on internet radio. Not at all. Love internet. I think this raises everybody. When you get a show that is on the internet doing internet radio and you can bounce out and be in national markets and everything on terrestrial radio, it just draws more attention to other internet radio shows that, you know what, there is good programming out there.
Right.
It's not just, you know, Rush and Hannity and whoever's big on, and Combs for the left wing and sports shows. It, you know, there's other stuff out there. There's funny stuff, and you don't have to be a filthy animal like you were in the 90s. I mean, somebody...
Right.
It's funny. Somebody who... A person who I helped, a lot of scam victim and everything, it's like, yeah, you know, I don't really like the rest of the show. I just come for the information. The other stuff is too much like Howard Stern. And I was like, well, should I be offended? I'm like, well, you know, we just got compared to Howard Stern. I should be so bad.
Yeah.
I should be so terrible as Howard Stern.
Really?
Not that I want to do the Howard Stern show.
No, no. And don't want to be riding on anybody's coattails of what they do. Of course, there's only so many new things under the sun. There are going to be comparisons. There are going to be things that are similar, things that you catch and say, oh, well, this person's like that.
Well, the thing that was modeled after Howard Stern was the honesty with the audience.
Yes.
I don't usually model things after anything, like I didn't in my comedy or anything, but that was something I wanted to be. I always thought that was really smart of him.
Yeah, I did too. And all of the people getting to know all the characters.
Yeah.
And they're not characters. I mean,
you feel like you know them. They become friends.
They become friends.
Kind of like us and the people that interact with us every week.
Yeah.
On the show.
Absolutely. Become friends.
So that was that. So that's that. So now you had said that I might have to queue up a You Stink.
You do.
I do. All right. Whoops. Let me get there, and then I will.
All right. Do you know everybody has the same hold music that they hum for everybody?
Because we all stink.
Do do do.
You stink. You stink. All right. What is stinking, Miss Helix?
You stink goes out.
I do.
No, not you.
Well, I mean, I do.
And if you do, I can't smell you from here. But
that's the cat litter. It's not me, woman.
Listen, my woman cave at home is also in the room where the cat box is, so I am so used to doing this. I'm so used to being close to the cat litter. But speaking of cats, You Stink today is about that stupid... Can we curse at this point of the show? I really need to curse. I really do need
I
to
don't
curse.
See,
that
I'm...
stupid motherfucker who killed Cecil the Lion.
Cecil the Lion.
Cecil the Lion, who was the most... No, who was the best known lion in Africa, and he lived...
Well, wait a minute. I mean, do we know this?
Yes.
I mean, has there been a poll of other lions? It seems a little extreme.
No. Cecil
You're
was...
Like, no.
Cecil was a tourist attraction, because he was...
What country was he in?
He was in Zimbabwe.
Well, if you're not going for Cecil, why are you going to Zimbabwe?
Exactly. Why the hell would you go to Zimbabwe? But Cecil was in a sanctuary in a national park in Zimbabwe. And this... bastard, this dentist from Minnesota, I think.
I believe you're correct.
He went on a safari because he likes to kill things for fun. He likes to kill endangered animals. He likes to kill big game. And
you mean like Risk?
Like Risk?
A big game. Monopoly.
Oh, ha, 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 ha.
Okay. Hello, Beryl.
No, he likes to kill big game. And so this is how this played out. There are people saying, oh, well, you know, the big game hunters.
Well, wait, before you get to what they're saying, what happened?
Okay, what happened was he went and he paid a guide to bring him hunting.
But that's standard. People go on, they're called a safari.
Yes, they do. They normally do not take something that they freshly killed and put it outside of the sanctuary to lure the lion out of the sanctuary.
Is that illegal?
Yes.
Okay.
So one who does this and then kills is called a poacher. Poachers are fined and jailed. And you're not allowed to lure an animal out of the sanctuary with meat and then shoot it with a bow and arrow so that you aren't heard by the authorities.
And is that why he did it? What did he do, like a crossbow or something?
Yeah, he used a crossbow.
Well, I mean, that just might be his weapon of choice.
It is.
Okay. I don't know if he's worried about the authorities. It's just
He just did it because he likes that. So after he lured the animal out of the safe spot.
With prey.
Now, aren't there fences
in these sanctuaries?
I'm not clear how the animal got out of the sanctuary to get at that prey.
Isn't that what like a sanctuary is? Like a huge...
It's supposed to be all fenced off.
I don't know. I'm asking. I would think.
I'm thinking, too.
I have him into Zimbabwe, although I've dated there, I'm sure.
Somebody's coming to argue with me.
Davin's Den, hello.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, it's Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hi.
Hi.
Pip's talking about Cecil the Lion. Strap in.
This dentist shot some lion.
Yeah,
Cecil.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You have Joe. You have to preface that with motherfucking dentist. It's not just dentist. Yeah, this guy likes to go and kill things for fun, and he decided that he was going to go and lure this actually pretty used to people friendly lion.
Well, wait a minute. That's not supposed to be in the sanctuary. They're supposed to be living freely in the sanctuary. It's not a zoo.
No, it's not a zoo, but that's why Cecil was named and known. He was part of a study by Oxford University.
Oh.
He had a tag on him, and they had been studying him. He's 13.
What did it say? Like, I'm a smart lion?
It said, return to Zimbabwe sanctuary if lost. That's what his tag said.
Well, who the hell's picking a lion? Quick, put it in the trunk. They'll never catch us. I mean, a lion's not something you sneak out.
Yeah, really.
Shut up, honey. You leave the luggage behind. We're putting the lion in the Prius. I don't want to hear it. The kids will love it.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Get the catnip. Nobody's luring a lion.
No, well, this jackass did.
Okay.
So he lured him out with the prey. Cecil, this lion that doesn't bother anybody. He's actually,
well, I mean, I'm sure what he's killed would beg to differ.
He doesn't bother people. He comes up to, there was a photo of him online that there are people in one of these little vehicles that they pack everybody into to go on a safari and look at the animals.
That's how they raise money for these sanctuaries.
Yeah, they do. He raised a lot of tourist dollars.
Sure.
And Cecil will just like run along behind it and like.
Yeah, that's called chased.
Yes. But he would get close to the people, and so a lot of people would go there to photograph him and look at him, and he was a huge symbol of. Wow, look at the wildlife. Look at the pictures we can take of him. This is awesome.
Was he the only lion in the sanctuary?
No.
Was he the alpha male?
He was the alpha male.
All right, so he's got a pride.
He had the whole pride.
All right, so was he the only alpha male? Was he the only male, I should say? Because now somebody else is going to be the alpha male.
No, there were other males in the pride.
But
he was the dominant male.
Okay.
He was top cat. And
really?
I was going to say top dog, and then I realized that was stupid. So, yes.
Never stopped you before.
Yeah, I know, but it did this time.
Okay, you're getting better.
Now, was he allowed to be hunted?
No. No, absolutely not. They were
shot him by accident or shot him on purpose?
On purpose.
What a douchebag.
Thank you.
Joe, it's not Detroit. Lions aren't getting shot by accident.
No, I don't know if this lion was not allowed to be shot and this guy shot him by accident.
Yes, Joe, what happened was... The hunter thought the lion was going to attack him, so he was standing his ground, and the hunter had a concealed carry license, and shot the lion. But it's okay; we think the he's going to get off. It's going
to
be fine.
You're not
okay,
listening
what
to
are
this.
We going
to
do start singing a song called "I Can't Roar."
I can't roar.
I can't roar.
Hey, stupid! Lion lives matter.
That's right. Oh my
God! It is a horrible thing. I don't have any. I mean, with this guy's a douchebag. But I personally can't hunt. I mean, like regular hunting, the guys go out and hunt deer and quail and all that stuff. I have a problem with each his own. But I don't know. I can't look at an animal and shoot it, except a rat or something like that. Who cares about them?
Well, rats are very intelligent, sweet animals.
They are.
They
actually.
Are.
They make great pets.
They do. But anyway, we're not talking about
it. They figured, leave it to you to cuddle up with a rat.
People do it. Our buddy Heather Height has a pet rat.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the way to talk about Dave.
He wishes he was that bright.
So not only did he shoot the lion who he had lured out of the sanctuary for this purpose with his bow and arrow, injuring him, but then he spent the next 40 hours tracking the injured lion, and then when he came upon him, decided to finish him off with his gun.
So the lion did not go back to the sanctuary.
Right. I don't know if he was wandering outside of the sanctuary at that point, but he probably was.
But I mean, if he was injured, if he would have gone back to the sanctuary,
then they would have probably been able to take care of him.
Hopefully.
But he was outside. He was in. Now he had crossed over into unprotected territory.
Okay.
But it was still poaching because, first of all, he's wearing a collar from Oxford University.
Yeah, but people poisoned the neighbor's cat and dog.
They don't care.
People are assholes.
No, I know. This guy paid $55,000 to go on this safari to kill a lion, and he lured it out of protected land.
That's a lot of money for a Facebook status.
Yeah, it sure is.
Oh, believe me, he's getting trashed. I saw a little bit on Facebook today. He's getting trashed by everyone.
Well, he don't care. You know, he doesn't care what you or I think.
Well,
yeah, but he cares. Well, I mean, yeah, but it's not just you or I. It's a load of people.
Yeah,
I
but this is a man with a small penis.
Yes.
And this is his way of feeling better, like he has a bigger penis because he took out the king of the jungle. That's what this is.
He not only took out Cecil, the king of the pride, but other lions, now that they're jockeying for position, and there's already another, because they've been studied, there's already another lion that's in position to take his position. What normally happens in a pride is that when a new male becomes the alpha male, he usually kills the cubs of the previous alpha male so that it will get the female lions to mate with him, and then his gene pool will become dominant in the pride.
So they can't get the cubs out of there?
Well, it's probably not going to be an easy thing to do. So he basically sentenced his six cubs to death as well.
That's what they're saying?
Yeah.
So have they caught this dentist?
Yeah, they know who he is. I don't think anybody has him in custody, although he probably is in lockdown someplace because the internet went nuts.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Internationally. But people found out where his dentistry practice was, and they got so many phone calls, and their Yelp reviews were insane, and their Facebook
page. Not Yelp! No! Not Yelp! You bastards! Yeah. Show some humanity! Not one star on Yelp! How can we recover? You know, not for nothing, but we gotta act like civilized human beings. I mean, a lion's one thing, but a bad review, that's above the pale. I can't condone that.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, you kill an innocent lion. You're the scourge of the internet across the world. You really think your Yelp is going to be really good?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ, when you're at the club, if the food comes out 3 minutes late, it's all over. Oh, Jesus Christ, I had to wait. But,
No, I'd like to give him a Yelp. I'd like to hear his yelping when I slice his balls off.
Listen, you're not going to hurt somebody who pays $55,000 to bribe a guide. Is not going to care about money. Only way this happens, anything happens, is if it's a jailable offense in Zimbabwe and the United States, and it depends on international law, if the United States and Zimbabwe have an extradition treaty.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to affect this guy. This guy don't give a crap about his Yelp reviews. He's a prick.
No, but he had to close down his business. It's true.
I don't care about my Yelp reviews. I'm a prick.
Clearly.
He is.
Listen, there is something missing in your life when you got to pay $55,000 to kill a lion with a name. Not any name, fucking Cecil. That's not a lion. That's a pussycat. There has never been anybody tough named Cecil. You know what that lion? This lion was like the one from Wizard of Oz. Put him up. Put him up. I mean, come on. You don't kill the...
There's a dentist. He's shooting at me. What the hell are you doing? They're going to kill my cubs. Yes, I...
No, you're fine. No, exactly. No, exactly. You don't kill that lion. You pull his tail, maybe, if you want to be a jackass.
Oh, you hurt my paw.
Whose tail is this? That's what I would do. I'd pull his tail. Whose tail is this?
Yes, you would. Well, Trucker Tom says in Jesse Ventura voice, which I can't do, but he goes, it's a vast government conspiracy. Obviously, the new leader of the Pride put a hit out on Cecil. They used mind control to make the hunter pull the trigger.
Okay.
I thought that was funny.
That segue, sponsored by Trucker Tom, formerly Trucker Tom and Pip Helix. Trucker Tom, taking loads in the morning. Pip Helix, grinding radio shows to a stop. Together, you got that.
We work well together.
Yes, you do. Now, kudos to two of you.
Well, here's the thing that is another thing. Now, at first they suspected that it was this a Spanish guy from Spain.
You know what? Trump is right. Keep all the Latinos out. If you build a wall, they're not getting into Zimbabwe and killing Cecil. Trump 2016.
Oh, by the way, Tom says, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Curry, now the man of seven voices.
Attaboy, Tom. Tommy saves himself because he's keeping track. Why can't you be as funny as Trucker Tom, Pip?
Hey, I'm sorry. I just can't. Oh, Joe's enjoying my pain.
Well, yeah, you're not a lion.
No.
And Tom's also killing with inside jokes, too.
I know, he's the show historian.
Seriously, when I had to go over old shows, I private messaged Tom, can you help me with this? You know this shit better than me.
He does.
He knows the show with my name on it way better than I do.
I know, that's a little scary.
It's not even a joke. It's so true. Tom remembers stuff that I don't remember.
We forget. One time we were in the chat, and he said something to me about FHC, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes, Fat Horse Challenge?
What's wrong with you? I hope he put an ellipsis and then stupid with an exclamation point after.
He did because...
Actually, I do my best to forget about the Fat Horse Challenge.
He was nice. He was just thinking it. He didn't say it to me.
All right, so go on with this.
All right, so now the worst part is that they thought that the Spaniard was the one that was the offending hunter, and then it turned out that it's this they've tracked it down, and it's this American dentist, and it's like,
this is why people don't like Americans around the world.
That's my point.
And this is why nobody likes dentists.
Nobody, well, I mean, now...
You know, 4 out of 5 dentists would have let the lion live.
Attaboy.
Oh, no.
Well, I hope before he took the pictures with the lion, I hope he flossed his little teeth.
Oh my God! You know, you're at home. You should be, Joe. You're at home. You should be working on that meme. 4 out of 5 dentists.
Shut up.
Let him live.
Shut up. Funny. Shut up.
That would go viral.
Memes are better if they're not political statements. He would work Hillary in there somehow and ruin it.
I know.
God, that, you hate memes. Holy smokes, do you hate memes.
I do.
More than people hate Hillary's cankles. He hates memes.
My platform is no more memes.
I know. But the thing was, they not only did they kill this lion, but of course...
Then they had sex with it.
You know, that would be another show. But no.
I think we've done that show.
We have done that show. They decapitated it.
What?
Skinned it. Took the head for a trophy and left the carcass lying.
Usually what they do when these when they have these kills, first of all, usually they claim the animal's sick, whatevs. But usually what they do is they give the meat to local tribes.
Yeah, they left it to rot in the sun.
So he did this for a head.
He did this for the head to hang on his fucking wall.
That's not even like I think even other hunters would be outraged by that.
Yes.
Because, first of all, you know what? Because it could lead, not to, well, because Africa needs the money so badly, but stricter hunting laws.
Of course.
And then, if you don't, because they always say, well, we're conservationists. You know, we're culling the herd. Mm-hmm. They're going to starve. Mm-hmm. They're limited. There's limited resources.
Right.
And then we're giving this meat to the community.
Right.
That's always the excuse of the big game hunter.
Right.
Whether you buy it or not, that's what they say.
Right.
He's not even saying any of that.
No, he's not
like,
even
no,
trying.
No, no, I'm a jerk.
Yeah, I'm a full-out jerk. I'm just going to kill this beautiful animal that everybody knows that is like the symbol for this, for, you know, it's famous in Zimbabwe. It's the most famous lion in Africa. And I'm going to kill this tourist attraction.
But Cecil isn't a lion. Cecil's like a pimp from a 70s TV show.
You know what? That was his, like, underground personality. He was just a nice lion during the day.
I like Pimp Lion.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he, you know what? Yeah, Pimp Lion. He wore some real... You know what? He was a good rapper. Pimp Lion. Yeah,
okay.
I know. Well, you know what? Somebody had to get in the barrel because he climbed out. So, but the thing
hey,
is...
there's a lion head in here.
It's so reprehensible.
It is.
So disgusting. There's no way that somebody, even an avid hunter,
well, you know what they did
could justify this particular set of circumstances.
You know what they did in Denmark? They you might have... I don't know if you remember the story. They had a zoo... So what they did there was they killed a young giraffe and fed it to the lions in front of kids.
Yes.
And
yes.
They, we have too many giraffes. Do you?
Do you really?
And in front of the children?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I know.
They should have like taken a giraffe on a ride like the mob does. We're going to go for a ride. Do we'll open a sunroof. We can fit you in.
Open a sunroof?
No, no. You'll fit in the boat. It's going to be nice.
You see the giraffe come by, his head sticking out of the sunroof. We ain't going to see him no more.
No, no, don't worry. It's fine. We told the giraffe we're going to Toys R Us where you can see his friends.
But
I mean, that was a zoo.
Yeah.
That's a zoo that
and
did. That,
and how disturbing is that? Well,
in front of the kids. Even the hunter didn't go, gather around, kids, while I hack off the lion head.
I'm going to tell you the story.
When I read that article, I'm like, all right, look, giraffe was old, or they wanted to feed it to the lions. And then when they go in front of the kids, all right, come, you know, really, really, in front of the kids?
It was a young lion, a young giraffe.
Yeah. And there's just, you know what? There are not enough of these animals left on the planet that we can just be this cavalier about their lives. I mean, everybody has their own feelings about hunting. If you're, you know, deer hunting, because you're actually going to eat the venison, you're culling the herd.
I'm always like, if you're going to eat it.
If you're
going to
eat it.
Fine. Again, it's not something I could do. I just took pictures of little deer in the complex the other day on my walk. I have a mommy deer and two baby deers. They're on my phone. They're very lightful. I shoot with my camera.
Yes, yes.
But if you're going to, or my car, but that's unintentional. But if you're going to kill something, eat it. What this guy did is illegal and piggish.
Yes.
This is the type of guy you go, you know what? Lions got to eat, too. I don't see why we couldn't tie him up to a tree, put some catnip on him, and let them have their way.
Well, Trucker Tom says, I would have told those kids in the zoo, any kid misbehaves or is unaccompanied, this is going to happen to you before feeding the lions
the
giraffe.
Look at Trucker Tom putting the silver lining on it. And Trucker Tom sees the story and goes, here's a teachable moment.
He made it all practical.
God bless Trucker Tom.
A teachable moment.
No, we're just helping the children. These slackers, they're a bunch of takers. But if we kill the giraffe, they'll learn.
Well, speaking of takers,
it's
just like what you said before. Everyone in the world looks at America as just like these priggish takers.
We just
take anything we want in the world. And this is it's just like I know black people, when somebody gets killed, they're like, please don't let it be a black person with a gun. Please don't let it be the black person that did it.
Whereas white people, when somebody gets killed, we go, hope it's us. Every time.
But you know what I'm saying. It's like, I just listen to these things. I'm like, please don't let it be an American that did it.
Well, it's
please.
Like it's like when a plane goes missing, the Muslims are thinking, God, I hope we didn't take over the cockpit.
Right. Please don't let there have been Muslims on there.
Please don't let there be any turbans on this flight. Not even a freaking Sikh.
Right.
We can't take it anymore.
Exactly. Not even a Sikh. Poor Sikhs. They get the brunt of
they
everything.
They do.
I
did a show where I dressed that. There was a Sikh. Seek in the audience, and I'm like, yeah, everybody's looking. I hope the son of a bitch doesn't get pissed off and blow us all up. And
that's the thing is that they don't get pissed
off. I'm like, relax, he's a Sikh. He hates Muslims too, just like you. It's fine.
No, he doesn't hate anybody. They're peaceful. That's their whole bag.
If you don't hate somebody, I kind of hate you because I don't trust you. You have to hate.
Yeah, well, and Lisa is backing me up. She's going, and this jackass just solidifies the notion that all we do is do whatever we want all over the
world. Yeah, but it doesn't mean much from Lisa. She's Canadian. They hate us anyway.
Yeah, she does hate us with every fiber of her being.
Yes.
But she hides it well when she's listening to the show.
I'll never trust a Canuck.
No, They don't trust each other.
No.
It's
hey, Lisa,
so disgusting.
By the way, enjoy my washed-up general manager. But she knows what I'm talking about.
Inside sports humor.
That's for Lisa. She knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and she's seething right now.
General manager?
Yeah, the Toronto Maple Leafs, which is Lisa's team. See, I converse with the fans. They just got the former Devils general manager, who hasn't done much for my team in years. So.
And I was going to do less for hers.
Yes. And Trucker Tom's in all his glory because they're in the same division, and Tom's a Red Wings fan. So,
it's like, ha-ha, you both suck now, ha-ha.
Don't worry, Devils still suck, too. Let's not get crazy. Red Wings are good. Toronto sucks. Devils suck. Let's not get crazy.
Too late.
Yep. Anyway.
So that's really the brunt of the story. It's just like, that guy blows. He blows chunks.
That's terrible.
Hate him. And I'm glad that... nobody wants to see his staff get terrorized, but I'm glad that the internet went insane on his Yelp, and I'm glad that they called his office so much that they closed the office down and there were no cars in the parking lot.
Yeah, but what about the real victims, the people with toothaches? Now they got no place to go.
And now they can go to somebody humane.
They're not going to do that.
You know what? It's funny. You've got root canal. You want to see a dentist right away. You don't give a damn if this guy bitch smacked a zebra.
Yeah. You know how hard it is to get an appointment with your dentist?
Listen, zebras have smart mouths. I don't care if he bitch smacked a zebra either. I do care that he killed
zebras.
Cecil.
Much more expendable though than lions. No, I mean not for, zebras very pretty, don't get me wrong, lovely animals. But really, you get a palomino, you paint them, same shit.
Oh, God.
And
the rock, paper, scissors.
I mean, you can't put a rug on, you can't put Trump's hair on a tabby and call it a lion. You're going to know. You paint a horse, nobody gives a shit.
You paint a horse.
Sure. I mean, that's what Ringling Brothers did with unicorns years ago. They took a goat, they painted it white, they put a party hat on the middle of his head. We have a unicorn. This is the big attraction. The kids didn't know. You can play with nature. Of course you can.
That's why P.T. Barnum said a sucker was born every minute.
Yes.
And he was going to take every quarter out of him. Yeah, and thank God Barnum and Bailey finally stopped using elephants in the circus.
I don't know if they stopped. They're stopping. I don't know.
They're stopping.
Why, what's wrong with using another elephant? I mean, the elephants are part of the circus.
Yeah, no.
No, it's cruel. They don't have room to roam around. They're being traveled in trains all the time. They're chained up. They're intelligent animals.
They're very intelligent
animals. Sort of stand-up comics. We get by.
You want to be treated like those elephants? Oh.
Look at David. He has nothing to say. He's like, yeah, he's got a point.
Well, we both get paid in peanuts. Huddle a huddle a ho, Joe.
Would you like some tea? I just made it while you were sitting in the barrel with me. I put some tea on.
I think I added comedy to your awfulness.
You actually are drinking tea.
I am drinking tea. It's like Joe's more in tune with the show when he's not here.
I know. It's scary.
Shut up.
And on that note, Pip, where can people hear this show?
You can hear us live on Tuesdays. Listen to Davenden every Tuesday on davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, theindieauthority.com, ruthlessradio.fm, talksuperstation.com, cyannetradio.com, gonerogueradio.com, tunein.com, hawkradio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on rainrockradio.com and talksuperstation.com plays us on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps, so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: davincomedy.com, davinsden.com, stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, ruthlessradio.fm, tunein.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.
You are listening to Davin's Den. We'll be back very shortly with Joe Paterno Beer. Hang where you are. We'll be right back.